Okay, good morning, everybody. We are starting Sefer Shmot. And Sefer Shmot also is one of the interesting things is that it's really a preparation also for Pesach, because on Pesach we will talk about it the whole night. And this is what we're talking about, Yetziat Mitzrayim. And it all started with when we get Ele Shmot Bnei Israel, Ve'ele Shmot Bnei Israel. Okay. ואלה שמות בני ישראל הבאים מצרימה. את יעקב איש ובתרבאו, ראובן, שמעון, לוי, יהודה, יששכר, זבולון, בנימין, דן, נפתלי, גד אשר, והיו כל נפש יוצא ירח יעקב 70 נפש, ויוסף היה במצרים. They tell us all the people that came into Egypt, but there is a very interesting point. And Yosef is in Egypt, so what? We know. It's an obvious thing. Everybody knows that Joseph is in Egypt for many, many years. So what is the Torah now trying to tell us? And it's very interesting. Because Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. And we see that through all what he's going through, he still wants to be with brothers. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh says a very interesting thing. That it is right after he said, the Torah is telling us, Vayehi kol nefesh yotzei yerachov shivim nefesh veYosef. It's connected with all the children of Israel. Why? To tell us that though what they tried to do to him, they tried to kill him, then they decided to sell him, and all these things, and he is still united with them. He still wants to be with them. This is Yosef HaTzadik. And this is also connected to one of the interesting points that Vayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim, a new king. And everybody is asking, what does it mean a new king that doesn't know about Joseph? Even if it is a new king, so what? This is history. And you're not talking about history of thousands of years. You're talking 100 years? 150 years? How many years? And he doesn't know anything about Joseph? So there are a lot of explanations that try to realize what's in it. Sorry?
They said there was a revolution inside that time.
One of the explanations is Melech Hadash, that itchadshu gzerotav. He renewed all his things. Why? In the beginning he didn't want to do anything. And then they just forced him. Because, you know, a king is a king as long as all those around him want him to be a king. Because he is not the king of all kings. He is limited. He is a human being. So they put him in jail and told him, you know, you want to go on being a king? You want to go on another time? Bibin Kenau is going on and on and on. You want to go another bchirot? You want to be elected again? So we want you to change your attitude to the Jews. Why? It's an interesting issue that always we go through this issue. But first of all, let's understand what is Vayakom Melech Hadash asher lo yada et Yosef. Oh, so one of the things is very simple. He didn't want to know. It knew. But there is a very interesting explanation that says Pharaoh thought that he can go against what God wants to do. He didn't know the story of Joseph. That's what he knew Joseph. Of course he knew Joseph. But he didn't know the story behind the story. He didn't know that the brothers wanted to kill him. Then they sold him. And all this was in order to see that his dreams are not going to come true. And what happened in the end? Now what happens with this Pharaoh? The same story. He is telling, throw all the kids, all the newborn into the river. Why? He wants to destroy the savior of Am Yisrael. And who is raising him? Eventually?
His daughter.
Where? He himself in the palace. So, he lo yada et Yosef. He didn't know that you cannot go against what God wants you to do. So you think that your gezerah is going to prevent the Mashiach from coming? The Mashiach? You will see that your decisions are going to make the Mashiach come. The same story is with Joseph. If the brothers wouldn't have sold him, would he become a king? No. No. God's ways are mysterious, but there is a way and there is a destination, and if God wants, it's going to happen. And this is another beautiful explanation of lo yada et Yosef. Vayakom Melech Hadash. What is a Melech Hadash? I just now started to write a Dvar Torah for Shabbos, and Melech Hadash is, if you look around, really our main problem today is that so many new things happening all the time, and we don't really know what to go for, what to believe in, what is the right way. By the way, one of the interesting, most interesting things is, there is a new king. If you don't know him yet, I want to introduce him to you. You know this king? The king of all kings. You know, my brother did an experiment, and he took the phone from people. They knew it was an experiment, and he put it on a graph. And they knew that in an hour or hour and a half, they're going to get the phone back. But the minute the phone was taken, it's unbelievable how we connected. Do we talk with each other? Are there talkbacks? You have SMSing, you have WhatsApps, what do you think? You know, you see, I was... Yeah, it does everything, you know. Today, in old times, men used to be clever and the phone was stupid. Today, the phone is clever and we are stupid. How many numbers do you remember? How many? I have to check the number of my wife. I don't remember. What can I do? That's the, no, she doesn't answer the phone. She is clever. She doesn't answer the phone. But, you know, in old times, you know, I know when I was did Tironut, we had a phone, and you had, like, half an hour to do whatever you want, and people were standing near the phone. There was a line. You know what I did? I went to sleep. Half an hour, you can sleep. Why not? But people, today, if you are not connected to your children or to your wife or to your parents or to whoever, half an hour, what happened? Where is it? What is it? This is crazy. The Rav Adam Sinai says that Vayakom Melech Hadash veYosef haya beMitzrayim, in the inner meaning of it is we are in Mitzrayim. Yosef is the symbol of control on your desires, being the king. Being the king. But unfortunately, there is a new king. Always there's something new happening and it's going into you and it's got an influence on you. And this is the test. Vayakom melech hadash asher lo yada et Yosef. We cannot let this new king, if it's the phone or if it's any other things, to control our life. Because this is exactly what we're talking here about. Why did everything start? Because we wanted to be like them. You know, it's written, Vatimale ha'aretz otam. What is Vatimale ha'aretz otam? They were living where?
Goshen.
In Goshen. But if they say, Vatimale ha'aretz otam, what aretz do they mean?
Mitzrayim.
They left Goshen because they were educated, they were clever, says, why should we stay here in the ghetto? In the shtibl. We want to be like everybody. We want to be in big Alexandria. We want to be in the big world. So they started moving into the Egyptian neighborhoods.
I think Chazal said they bought real estate.
Well, yeah. They not only bought real estate. You know, when this Egyptian guy opened his window in the morning, he saw in front of it Shmulevitz Hardware. Then on the other side, the bank, Yakubovich Bank. You know, it's getting, he got very angry. What's this? What's happening here? They are controlling everything. And by the way, this is the all new story. With the Nazi, Yimach Shimam Vezichram, it was the same story. You know, my grandfather, he could have me, I didn't need anything. He was very rich. And they had to leave everything there. But the funny thing is that in one day, like everybody was, they were their friends. They were well known in the region. But after this, Hitler, Yimach Shimon and Zahro become the Führer, suddenly nobody talked with them. I know this feeling is an unbelievable feeling to understand you are, but people still, they couldn't believe it. They said, it's going to be changed. And I think I told you once, my grandfather was dealing with cattle. And you know, the normal thing is, when you sell the cattle, and then you get the money, then you pay taxes. And what it used to be, used to give the meat to the butchers, and after they sold it, they used to pay you, and then you pay the taxes. One day they came to my grandfather and told him, we want the taxes in front. So he went to the governor of the area and told him, what's this? He says, Mr. Hamburger, you are absolutely right. And if you go to trial, you will win the case. But I don't know what's going to happen to you after. If you're asking me, this is the time, because it was a good friend of him, this is the time to leave. He came back home. He didn't have the courage, because, you know, somebody who is really on top of things and he's got everything going for him, who wants to leave it? Does it remind you something? It's happening today also. It's the same old story. And he came home, and my grandmother, we're talking about women in our parsha also, the power of women. My grandmother said, now we're packing and going. It cost them a lot, and they lost a lot, but they came into Eretz Yisrael. But other people, for example, one of my aunties, she didn't see the picture. They didn't see it written there. They thought, it cannot be, it's impossible. You know, my other grandfather on the other side, he had a medal from the First World War. A medal. Did it help him anything? It was unbelievable. And if you think about it, it looks unbelievable. This intelligent country, the highlight of society, education, everything, culture, and they become beasts. And this is what the Torah is telling us. En chadash tachat Hashem esef Shlomo Amen. Everything is the same story, the old story. It's only changing. It's like people asking me today in business, it's a different business today. It's internet. I says it's not a different business. It's otak veret b'shinuy aderet. So instead of your showroom being like a physical showroom, you have it on the internet. But still, the fight is the same fight. The internet, the site has to look good, it has to sell, and you're in competition, etc., etc., etc. It's the old story. And this is why it's so important to learn this. And don't let the Melech HaChadash control you. Don't let the new king control you. The Yosef Hayab Mitzrayim, that's the power of Yosef. He was in Egypt, but he kept everything. He didn't let nobody to interfere in his belief. And this is something we have to work on. Because every day there are new things happening around us. And the world is changing. And the main reason is when problem starts for the Jews is when they start mixing with the Goyim. Mixing with the Goyim. That's when all the trouble starts. And we see today also, hopefully it's not going to lead to terrible things like this, but we have to see it. They didn't see it. They didn't want to see it. But we have to learn from the past. Look at what's happening all over the world today. Look what's happening in Europe and what's happening in the States. Everywhere. There is only one thing that can save us. The Yosef Hayav Mitzrayim. One of the interesting things is that when last week we were talking about the blessing, last week, it's Shabbos yesterday, we were talking about the blessing that we are going to bless our children. Yesimcha Elokim ke'efraim v'chid Mashiach. What is so important about this blessing? That this is a blessing with blessing our children. I could find a lot of other blessings in the Bible. Why not a blessing of Abraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov? Why the children of Yosef? And by the way, even in the blessing, we take the youngest and put him in front of the oldest. Ephraim Umnashe. What is this story? What is this all about? There are a lot of explanations, but one of the beautiful things is when Yaakov saw the grandchildren, the children of his beloved son Joseph, he understood that they need a special blessing. Why? All the other children in all the other family, they were raised up in the house of Yaakov. They all had the tradition in them, the belief. But those two kids... Eretz Israel also. Sorry? Eretz Israel, Yaakov, the family, everything together. Am Israel, Torah Israel, Ve'eretz Israel. Don't think anything else. But those two were raised up in the Galut, in Egypt, where the Tuma is. And they need a special blessing. That's the reason that nobody is opening his mouth. Why is he blessing only the children of Joseph and not the others? Again, he's doing the same thing he did with Joseph. But with Joseph it was also from the same reason. And here also, Yosef brings in the children, and he just, instead of blessing the oldest one, he is blessing the younger one first before the oldest one. Why? And Joseph is asking, no, father, no, that's not the... says, Yadati bni Yadati. What? I know twice. Yadati bni Yadati. If you think I cannot see and I don't know what I'm doing, I know. And if you think I'm doing a mistake, not only I'm doing a mistake, what I'm doing, what, let's say in other words, what I forgot, you didn't even learn. So what are you talking about? And what is this discussion? One of the beautiful explanations is that Ephraim and Menashe are the symbol of us in the Galut. And this is, by the way, that they get this strange blessing. Very strange blessing. Nowhere else you see a blessing like this. V'yidgu larov bekerev ha'aretz. What is v'yidgu larov bekerev ha'aretz? That they will grow up like fish, where?
In the land.
In the land? Do fish multiply in the land? They die in the land. They need water. But that's the beauty of this blessing. What Yaakov Avinu is really telling us, I am blessing you, that though fish cannot multiply on earth, on the land, you are going to multiply, even if they're going to take you from Eretz Israel, even if you're going to be taken from the Torah, you are still v'yidgu larov bekerev ha'aretz. That's why we bless our children with this blessing. That will give them the strength with all the things around us, with all the culture and all the joys of life from the materialistic point of view. They will know how to deal with them the same way as Ephraim and Menashe did. And this is the power of Am Yisrael in the Galut. That's why we are called in the Galut Bnei Ephraim. By the way, not Bnei Menashe, Bnei Ephraim. And not Bnei Yosef, Bnei Ephraim. Because Ephraim, by the way, talking about it, names in Egypt, if you had a high level in Egypt, you would have got in your name a pay. It's like I'm saying in Sweden, they have Van Hansen, Van Schmansen, Van Schmansen, also is something like this, important names. So in Egypt, if you were a minister, you need to have a pay in your name. Potiphar, two pays. How was Yosef called? Tzafnat Paaneach, two pays. And Ephraim has got a pay. Menashe hasn't got a pay. To tell us that Ephraim was already inside this society. So he needed a blessing more than Menashe, and that's why he is putting him in front and not Menashe. And this is why we bless the same way Ephraim and Menashe. It's unbelievable to look at the things, and when they get clear to us how important it is to understand what is v'yidgu larov bekerev ha'aretz. What is Ephraim and Menashe? Why them? Why not the others? Then we see another unbelievable thing. Shifra and Pua. Who are Shifra and Pua? They are the mother and a daughter. They are the Miyeladot. They are the midwives. Miriam and Yocheved. Why do they call Shifra and Pua? So Rashi gives an explanation, but taking consider what I said a few minutes ago, what are those names? Egyptian names.
So
with a pay. Who gave them those names?
Pharaoh.
Why? Pharaoh was not a stupid guy. He was very clever. And this is how his whole system worked. You know, to take a nation, a people of, let's say, a high level, that were princes in Egypt, and turn them to slaves, it's not something you do like this. You have to be very clever. And he was clever. Perach. What is Paro? Paro is Pera. You have the pay from the right side, and you have the hay from the other side. And what you got in the middle? Ra. That's Paro. The inside is evil. From the outside, he's got a mouth. He knows how to talk. And he talks out. He talks to Shifra and Pua. And he talks to Am Yisrael and tells them, you know, we need to do certain things for the country, you are going to be in charge. You are in charge. You're going to do it. You're going to make it. Okay. They start, and then one of the works doesn't come to work. Another one, another doesn't work. Then who has to complete the things? The one who's in charge. You have to do that. And then they find themselves slowly but surely doing all the work by themselves and become slaves. Unbelievable. And the same Pharaoh, he wants to kill all the male born, all the babies. What is he doing? Is he going to give an order, kill them? Nobody's going to listen. So he goes to the midwives. And the midrash says he even went to them separately and like showed them love. Hakim, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, comes to the slaves and talks to the slave girl like she is his friend, and he gives her a title, royalty. You are Shifra. Wow. You are Pua. Pee. What a great thing. So now, he asks them, you know, now that you are my friends, I want you to do me a favor. When the women come and have birth, you know, there's six in one tummy, six every time. So, if you see it's a male, kill him. But don't kill the girls. Why? Because, you know, six in one body, an accident can happen. You know, it's not a simple thing. And nobody will notice what's happening. But what are they doing, really? That's what we start in the beginning. Ve'yosef haya b'mitzrayim. They didn't care. They cared only about one thing, God. And with all those big names and all this talking of love from this Pharaoh, they didn't listen. And on the contrary, they even helped the children to grow. Unbelievable. And if we're talking about women power, we have also the daughter of Pharaoh. Imagine to yourself, the daughter of Pharaoh saving a Jew baby from the river while her father ordered to kill them. And where is she bringing him? To the palace. Niflaot Darkei Hashem. Unbelievable. And who is standing there? This is the daughter of the head of the Gestapo. The head of this evil guy, Pharaoh. And Miriam is coming and approaching him. You want me to bring you a girl that is going to feed the baby? Unbelievable. The same girl, with this we finished. The same girl came to her father. Because when they heard what's happening, so they said, you know what, if this is the case, so he separated from his wife. And then came, he's Gdolador. Amram was Gdolador. His girl come to him, father, you are worse than Pharaoh. He says, what? Yes. Pharaoh said only the male. And you are going to kill also the females. Because if everybody is going to separate from their wives, no babies at all. And Pharaoh did only on Olam Hazeh. Your Gezerah is Olam Hazeh v'Olam Haba. Why? Because if the Neshama cannot come down, it also cannot get Olam Haba. In order for the Neshama to get Olam Haba, it has to come to this world. Even for a few minutes. And this is this girl telling her father, Gdolador. And what is doing Gdolador? He's remarrying his wife. And then comes the savior of Israel. And the big lesson for us is, V'yosef haya b'mitzrayim. Joseph was in Egypt. V'yakom melech hadash asher lo yada et Yosef. Don't let this melech, don't let this king influence you. Don't be tempted to all the new things in the world. By the way, I'm talking not only physical things, also spiritual things. Rabbis that decide to do things against halacha. I'm saying rabbi, they're not rabbi. But, you know, today, everybody thinks that if he goes to learn a little and he got a Tehudah from Echal Shlomo, he's already a great rabbi. It doesn't work this way. We have to be very careful. We have to choose the right rabbi. The right king, and the king is the neshama. We have to make it sure that our neshama is in control. V'yosef haya b'mitzrayim. Shkoyach.